Okay, we're starting here on the Mishnah on Tetzayin Amud Aleph. Just as a quick background today, the Mishnah that we're quoting today was mostly quoted back on the Gemara on Daf Hey and Vav with regards to the Machlokas between Rav Matno and Bar Pado. So today the Mishnah is going to be very straightforward and short, and also the Gemara itself will also be short. We'll stop by the next Mishnah, and then we'll continue the following day. But just as background, if you remember on Daf Hey, we had a Machlokas between Rav Matno and Bar Pado. Rav Matno believes that Stam Nezirut is 30 days, that the basic core Nezirut is 30 days, and therefore he has to go ahead and explain our Mishnah according to that position that the Nezirut, the basic Nezirut is 30 days. And Bar Pado believes that the basic Nezirut is 29 days. And therefore he'll have to explain our Mishnah according to that view that the Nazir only keeps 29 days. So we'll read through the Mishnah and we'll remind ourselves of what the Gemara said on Hay and Bav with regards to their positions on this Mishnah. Mishamari Nazir, person who says that he's a Stam Nazir, he says I'm a Nazir, Mingaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'achad. He cuts his hair, or he brings his carbonate, cuts his hair on the 31st day. Now, why does he cut his hair on the 31st day? So, according to Rav Matno, who believes that the core Nezirut is 30 days, then that's basic Nezirut, 30 days of Nezirut, and then on the 31st day, he brings his carbonot. But according to Bar Pado, who holds that it's only 29 days, why does he have to wait until the 31st day? So, Gemara Dav Hei Vav said that Bar Pado says it's a Gzeira Dirabonon, or it's a Takana Dirabonon, because Asu, a case where he says 30 days, when he says he's a Nazir for 30 days, then he must keep the full 30 days, and then he would only bring his carbonot on the 31st day. Whereas over here, since he had a Stam Nezirut, he really does end at the 29th day, but the Chamur goes there, Stam Nezirut, also a case where he says 30 days, that he should only cut his hair on the 31st day. If he actually cut his hair on the 30th day, he's Yotze. So according to Bar Pado, that's simple. He thinks Kor Nezirut is 29 days, and therefore when he does it on the 30th day, that is the Ikar Nezirut Minha Torah. Whereas Bar Pado, Rav Matna, who says that the Kor Nezirut is 30 days, how is he going to explain the fact that if you cut your hair or you bring your carbon on the 30th day, it works? But that's because of the position the Gemara says that Rav Matna holds Mixas Hayom Kikulo. When you do a portion of a day, it's considered as if you do the whole day. So it's if you completed the entire Nezirut, when you do Mixas Hayom, the beginning of the 30th day, but Nezirut, and therefore you can bring your carbon out. But if you do bring them on that day, then you will be Yotze. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he says I'm Nazir for 30 days, Imgalech Yom Shloshim Lo Yatsa. If he cuts on the 30th day, he's not Yotze. And that's according to both Bar Pado and Rav Matno. Because here he explicitly states that he's going to have it for 30 days. Therefore, he must keep the entire 30 days. It's as if he said Shloshim Yom Shlemim. Complete 30 days. So Misha Nazir Shtei Nezirot. Someone who took a nether of two nezirot, mikaleach et harishonai yom shlushim ve'echad, he finishes up the first one and cuts his hair and brings his karban on the 31st day, et hashniyah yom shushim ve'echad, and then 30 days later, he'll bring the karbanot for the second nezirot. And that's because the 31st day counts both as the completion for his first nezirot, it also as the start of his second nezirot. So that day will work both half as the completion of the first day, being the 31st day of the first Nezirut, as well as the first day of the second Nezirut. V'im geleach et harishonai yom shloshim. If he, again, according to Mar Pado and Rav Matna, as we explained above, if he ends up doing it on the 30th day and it works, then geleach et harishonai yom shishim. And he will complete the second Nezirut on the 60th day, because that will be the 31st day after the first Nezirut. Because again, on the 30th day, the first half of the day will belong to the first Nezirut, and the second half of the day will belong to the second Nezirut. V'im gleach yom shishim chaser achad yatsa. And in this instance where he cut his hair or he brought his karbon on the 30th day of the first Nezirut, then if he brings his karbonot and cuts his hair for the second Nezirut on the 59th day, he'll be Yotze because that'll be the 30th day after the first Nezirut. Because again, the 30th day where he cuts his hair for the first Nezirut also counts as the first day for the second Nezirut. So therefore, the 30th day will be day 59 since he started taking his Nidre Nezirut. Bezui Edut Heid Rabbi Pipus. Amish Nazash Dei Nezirut. This is the Edut of Rabbi Pipus that when someone takes two sequential Nezirut, Shim Gilachet HaRishonah, Yom Shloshim, if he cuts his hair for the first one on the 30th day, Megaleach HaShniyah LeYom Shishim. Then he cuts the second one on the 60th day, Vim Galeach LeYom Shishim Chazarachad. If he does do it on the 59th day, Yatsa. Then he just say, why? Shiyom Shoshloshim Ololo Mina Minyan. Because the 30th day where he completed the first Nezirut also counts as the first day for the second Nezirut. And again, Bar Pada and Rav Mata will explain this Mishnah each according to their respective positions. According to Rav Matna, in each of these cases, the core or the action of the zilut should be 30 days, and therefore the ikar, what the Mishnah wants you to do, is to cut your hair on the 31st day and the 61st day, which will be the 31st day of each of the two nizuriyot. Bidi Eved, if you cut on the 30th day, we allow it to work because of Mixas Hayom Kikula. And again, the Bar Pada was going to say, no, that really you could cut on the 30th day and that'll work. Ah, why do we make you cut on the 31st day? That's a Takanas Chachamim, in case you say that I'm taking Nazirut for Shloshim Yom, and then Shloshim Yom will be Shlemim, complete days, and therefore you would not be able to cut on the 30th day. You must wait until the 31st day. So again, if the individual cuts on the 30th day, then he's doing the Ikar Minatori. He's not keeping the Takana Rabbanan, but he's still at least keeping the Nazirut Deoraita, and therefore it works in each of these cases where he cuts on the 30th day and then subsequently on the 59th day. And according to both of them, right, you start the second Nazirut after the completion of the first Nazirut. And that's even according to Rav Matna, that makes sense because he says, Mixas Hayom Kukula, a portion of a day is considered a full day. So therefore, when you end the first Nazirut to halfway through the day, you can start the second Nazirut. But even according to Bar Pada, the Rishonim say, who does not hold the Mixas Hayom Kukula, he does not believe that Mixas Hayom Kukula works, he still believes that when you start a Nazirut midday, that it works. Because if you take any, in a case where there was no other Nizirut competing, and you just went out and started your Nether Nizirut, on that day that you start the Nizirut, that Mixas Hayom Kukulo is considered the starting day of Nizirut. So why should it be different here? Even if you don't say Mixas Hayom Kukulo, it still could be considered the beginning of your next Nizirut. Misha Amar Harini Nazir, the person says that I am a Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Takol. He becomes Tamei on the 30th day. It ruins everything. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Enu Soter El Shiva. No, he only has to wait 7 days. What is the 7 days? So we saw back on the Daf Hei Vav, there's Machlokas HaRishonim. The 7 days means 7 days of Tumah. Just he has to be Mitar himself, and then he could just finish up the Nizirut, bring his Karbanot for his Nizirut. Or does Shiva mean that he has to keep 7 days of to become Tahor, and then another 7 days before he cuts his hair? That the Mefarish brings down over here, as well as on Daf Hei Vav, an opinion that you really are waiting 14 days and not 7 days, although the mainstream has shown him believe that you're only waiting 7 days here. Now, what's the case here? So the case is that he took a neder nizirut and then he became tamei on the 30th day. So why is it so teratakol? Why does this ruin everything? I mean, why don't we say mixas hayom kikulo? Okay, if they're according to Bar Pado, who says that in Kor nizirut is 29 days and then you have the 30th day, he doesn't hold a mixas hayom kikulo. So mido raisa, he's completed his nizirut. This waiting the extra 7 days or being soaked in the zirut is all midirabonon. Therefore, he won't bring karbanot tumah, and he won't be. The stirat in the zirut is only a postponement midirabonon. But according to Rav Matna, who believes that you do say mixas hayom kukulo, and we said above, he brings his karbanot on the 30th day. Why? Why is it that works when he brings the karbanot on the 30th day to the end of his nizirut? But yet, if he comes tamei midway through the 30th day of his nizirut, we don't say mixas hayom kukulo as if he finished his nizirut. We saw two answers back on Daf Hei and Vav. We saw two answers, one by Bay Mefarish over there. The Mefarish says that this opinion does not hold the Mixas Hayom Kukulo. But you're right, Meikar did. If you hold the Mixas Hayom Kukulo, then this Tuma would not be Soter in the Nizirut on the 30th day. Whereas the other Rishonim, the Rush, the Tosafot over there, say no, that there's a difference. There's a difference between bringing up Karbanot and Tuma. And that is that you can only say Mixas Hayom Kukulo when there is an action that defines the end of that day, that defines the transition of the day to the next day. You only say Mixas Hayom. So when you bring your Karbanot and you cut your hair, then we know your Nazir is ended, and we can say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. But just because you show up on a day, we don't automatically say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. You need a specific action to define or to activate the principle of Mixas Hayom Kukulo, and that's lacking. The case where it comes to May, there is nothing to indicate to us that the 30th day is finished because of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. But in a case where he brings his Karbanot and he cut his hair, then we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo because he clearly said he's cutting up the day and he's saying as if the first half was the full day, and then the day's over. So I heard of the Shem of the Rav, it's brought down in the Mitzvah journals, that the Rav applied this to the instances of Avelut. Why by Avelut do we say by the end of Shiva, right, we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo, and when people are sitting Avelut, we say that when they come to the last day, they just sit in the morning, Mixas Hayom Kukulo, and it's over. And the same thing by Shloshim, we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. But yet, when it comes to the Shana, the first year, the 12 months for a parent, we don't say at the end of the year, Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo. What's the difference between Shiva and Shloshim versus the Shana, that we, one place we invoke Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo, and the other place we don't? So the Rav said that has to do with the halachot. When it comes to Shiva, Shiva has clearly defined halachot about what is kept during the Shiva. So if a person at the end of the Shiva and the Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo gets up, and then is not no longer keeping the principles or the halachot of Shiva, meaning that he starts to wear shoes, right? He does not sit on the floor. These are all halachot. He's making a demonstrable act that shows that at the end of the Shiva, that demonstrable act says mixes yom kukulo, and therefore it's over the Shiva. The same thing with Shloshim. The Shloshim has to do with Kvisa and Tisporet. Right, so these two items that are restricted during Shloshim, when it comes to the Mitzvah Sayom on the 30th day, first thing he can go ahead in there, and he can cut his hair, or he can do a Kvisa, he can do certain things that will clearly define the end of his Shloshim, and therefore we say Mitzvah Sayom Kukula. When it comes to Shana Rishona, there's no, or the Shana for a parent, right, in that instance, there's no clearly defined act, halakhic act, that changes you from the end of the year, and therefore we will not invoke Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo. And he brings the proof from our Rishonim here in Nezirut. The Rishonim in Nezirut say that you only invoke Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo where there's an action, a clearly defined action that tells you to be mafil, to start using this term of Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo. If it's found by Tuma and you just say, oh, Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo, that doesn't work. It only works when you bring the karbanos and you take a halakhic action that defines the day as Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo. Alright, we'll continue inside now. El Shiva. So Rabbi Elazar says, only Soter Shiva. Harei Nazir Shloshim Yom. He says, I'm Nazir for 30 days. Nitma Yom Shloshim Soter Atakol. Because he said Nazir Shloshim Yom for 30 days, then he has to complete 30 full 30 days. Therefore, it becomes the man the 30th day, Soter Atakol. Everybody agrees that he undermines the Nazirut. Alright? Even Rabbi Elazar, who holds a Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo, would not invoke it in this instance. Harei Nazir Meayom. A person says that I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. If he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, then he undermines the whole thing, because he's still within the context of his Nizirut, and therefore, according to the Tana Kama, if he becomes Tamei, he ruined his Nizirut, and he has to then go back and recount. That he only goes back and counts 30, and this we'll see in the Gemara, is because Rabbi Elazar believes that when it comes to Yom Melot, that you only have to attain low Nizirut. And when it comes to the final day of his Nizirut, that you only give back, you give him back one Astam Nizirut, you give him back one 30-day period. So the same thing will be true by 30 days. The end of the 30 days, the last day of the 30 days, is also Yom Malos, it's the ending day. So when we say to him, when you get back and finish the 30th day, you became Tamei according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to start a new Nizirut. You have to give him one Nizirut on Yom Malos. On the completion day, if you come Tamei, you have to keep another Nizirut. But it's just Astam Nizirut of 30 days. So in a case of 30 days, and the case of 100 days, you're keeping 30 days. Just by 30 days, it has to be the full Nazirut. But 100 days, it's only 30 days. And this is a Zeru Otu, right, the case of Shloshim Yom. Because with Shloshim Yom, you have to keep 30 days. So too, by Yom Meya, we say keep 30 days. So the Nitma Yom Meya V'Echad, if you came to me on the 101st day, then Soter Shloshim Yom. According to Chamim, Soter Shloshim Yom Otu, a case where he says Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eino Soter L'Shiva. In this case, he only keeps 7 days. And we're going to see in the Gemara why Rabbi Elazar believes you only keep 7 days here when you are Tamei on the 101st day. Whereas the Chachamim believe that you are Soter Shloshim Yom, that you have to keep back 30 days, not because you're Oka Nezirus, but this again is a Gzera Chachamim for the, in the case that you're Soter Shloshim, it's Midera Banam Biyamo. It's the day that you cut your hair. Because according to the Chachamim or the Tana Kama, if you took a Neder Nizirut or Stam Nizirut and came to the 30th day, you became Tamei on the 30th day, which is the last day of Nizirut. And we know that if you cut your hair and brought your Karbanos, it would end your Nizirut on that day, even though that's not the preferable outcome. Nevertheless, it would end your Nizirut, and on your last day in Nizirut, you became Tamei. What do we say? We say it's Oker et Hakol. Over here, it's different because your Yom Tiklachat is the 101st day. You've already completed the full 100 days. The 101st day is your carrying hair day. That's already after your Nizirut is complete. It should not be Soter or anything, just the 7 days of Tumah. Chamimar goes there in this instance. The Tana Kama says there goes in this instance to say keep 30 days. So that Atu, why a case where, and there's another case, another instance where your haircutting day will be served to undermine the whole Nizirut. When's that? That's when you become Tamei on the 30th day. So on the 101st day, they were go there, that your oker at that call, that your oker shloshim yom, up to a case of 30 days. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, that when you're already after the Nazirus, and you have already the day of the Karbanot, on that day, you just have to keep your 7 days of Tumah, become Tahor, and you bring your Karbanot after you become Tahor. Again, that's the Machlokas, the Mefarish, and the other Rishonim, whether it's 7 days or 14 days. Okay, now the Gemara says, Misha Amar Harini Nazir Benitma Yom Shloshim Soter Et Hakol. Someone says, I'm a Nazir, and becomes a man on the 30th day, ruins everything. But Zomar Yino Soter Shiva, he only gets 7 days. Kasar Elezer, Kol Achar Malot Shiva Soter. After you've completed your Nizirut, anything's after the completion of Nizirut, then you only lose 7 days, the 7 days of Tumah, meaning that you have to come to Hor in order to bring your Karbanot. Right, so therefore, we hold the Mixas Yom Kikulo, and this is your final day. Since this is your final day, it only ruins the 7 subsequent days. So now the Mara asks, "Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Benitma Yom Shloshim, Soter Et Hakol." Right? Low Polig Rabbi Lezer. How come in that case, in the Mishnah which you mentioned, Rabbi Lezer doesn't argue in that case? Well, we said because Rabbi Lezer Damar Shleimim. In that case, where he says Stam Nazir, then the 30th day is his Yom Malot. That's the completion day. Because it makes us a Yom Kukulo, therefore he's only Soter Shiva, unless he keeps 7 days of Tumah, and he can bring his Karbanot Tara. Whereas when he says, I'm a Nazir Shloshim Yom, it means Shloshim Yom Shleimim, full 30 days. If he says full 30 days, then we can't invoke Mixus a Yom Kukulo, and we can't invoke the principle of this being his Yom Malot. Yom Malot will only be the next day, the subsequent day, and then for even Rabbi Lezer agrees in this case that he'll have to keep a full 30 days again. Damar Shleimim. Harei Nazir Mea Yom. So now what are you going to do? Ohani, he says, is an Azir Yom, Nitma Yom Meyo, and then he became Tamei on the 100th day, Soter Akol. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer Meyna Soter, L'Shloshim. Oh, he's only Soter 30 days. Why is it that he's Soter Shloshim Yom? Why don't we say, again, that he is Soter Shiva? Why don't we just say that 7 days B'manachshach? If it's the end of his Nazir, it's very over, and he holds Mixas Yom Kukulo, that should be enough to what end, and he should have ended his Nazirut, so he finished his Nazirut, and therefore, he should just have to wait 7 days of Tumah, and there he'll be fine afterwards. If you think it's still within the context of his Nazirut, then why does he keep 30 days? It should be, right, Soter Et HaKol. Then it should ruin everything, just like the Tanakhama says. So why over here does Rabbi Elezer different? Why does his opinion differ with regards to the 100-day case versus the case of the 30 days? So that's the Gemara, if you remember back on Tavot, said that Rabbi Elazar Dashan, the Apostle, Gamar Kras, Zot Torah Tanazir, Biyom Malot Neme Nizro, right, that this is the Torah of Nizro, and the day he finishes Nizro, Tamra, Nitzma Biyom Malot, Tein Lo Tarot Nazir. If you get Tamei on the last day of Nizirut, give you a full Nizirut. In this case, he said 100 days of Shleimim. So in this case, since he did 100 days of Shleimim, right, then this is the last day of his Nizirut. If it's the last day of his Nizirut, then we give him a full Nizirut back. What's a full Nizirut? That is 30 days. The same will be true with Shloshim Yom Shleimim. On the final day of his Nizirut, right, he became Tamei, therefore we give him an additional Nizirut. What's an additional Nizirut? 30 days, which is the entire Nizirut. That's one way to learn it. The other way to learn it is maybe it's different over here, that the Mixus Yom Kukulo is different by the 30th day than it is by the 100th day. That is brought down here. The Tosfos on the side here has an interesting explanation. We won't get into it today, but if someone wants to look further into it, you can see the Tosfos and the Haggah in the Tosfos over here. Now, the Gemara continues, V'kulok davinim ba'li b'davar padah Rav Matnos. The Gemara just references you back to the Gemara in hand vav of the Machlokas Rav Matnos and Bar Padah, because this Mishnah, we explained this whole Mishnah according to Rav Matnos and Bar Padah over there, because they brought this Mishnah to either side as a proof to each of their positions. And you go back to the Gemara, Daf and Daf Vav, and you can see that Machlokas, so we won't go through it again. We're going to stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow, because the Suya continues through the Mishnah. We'll start from the Mishnah here tomorrow.